وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. This is Hussein and you're listening to your program For Humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about Islamic teachings and Quranic elements pertaining to humanity. And one of the best ways to know about Islamic values and principles about humanity is by analyzing the life stories and biographies of the great leaders of Islam. A very good book in this regard is a book titled A 250-Year-Old Person. This book is a compilation of lectures and sermons delivered by His Eminence Grand Martyred Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Hussein al-Khamenei, may Allah bless his soul. In these lectures and sermons, Ayatollah Khamenei talks and analyzes the life stories and biographies of the Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the pure progeny of the Prophet, Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, especially in the socio-political context. We were covering the 9th chapter of this book, the chapter pertaining to Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. And we're talking about how we can understand and locate the exact and unique position of the institution of Imama and of the Imam himself, the personality of the Imam, in that time period after the event of Ashura, by analyzing and by defining the relationship and the encounters the Imam establishes with different people and different groups. So we listed 6 encounters in the previous episode, and we said that we need to consider all of these together comprehensively in order to locate and to delineate that position, that situation clearly. So the author, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Hussein al-Khamenei, the martyred leader, he says that when we put this all together, what we realize is that the sacred goal that the Imam was following in his life was to actualize and realize the rule of God on earth, okay? And to make it real, to make Islam real in all its forms. Not in a fake version that is filled with injustice and oppression. This is very important. Many people claim to be establishing the rule of God on earth. Actually, you can say in the whole history, all people who came to power somehow legitimized their rule over people based on a kind of ideology. That this is God wanted me to rule over you and this and that. So when we talk about Imam having the same goal, does it mean this is one of those instances? No, here we are talking about the version of Islam that does not have injustice, that does not have oppression, that does not try to just rule over people by deception, by intimidating them, like terrorizing, like the way that Banu Umayyah did in the event of Ashura, in the event of Harra and other events. So this is the unique way of Ahlul Bayt, not isolate themselves, not to have like for campaigns like the ones that Khawarij had, and at the same time not to remain silent in the face of oppression and injustice. So in order to understand how he carried out this thing, this goal in his time, we should understand his time better. And then when we understand that situation, we can understand the level of political smartness, the political insight, accuracy, and delicate nature of his task in that period. So we're going to talk a little bit about his time from different angles, from the political angle, from the cultural angle. Unfortunately, there were different stages or different signs of a kind of reverse in Islamic values, especially culturally at the time of Imam Sajjad, that people sometimes don't notice. We're gonna cover them after the break.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa.
Welcome back. This is Hussein, and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. We were trying to understand the time of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam in order to understand the level of difficulty and hardship that he had to carry out his goal as a true leader of Islam. So in the 33 years of his imamate, of his leadership, we see different changes in the society of Muslims, politically and culturally. And in all of these things, we also should know that the Imam has been trusted by the previous Imam, and he actually trusts the next Imam with a mission. So we can see that when Imam Sajjad alayhi salam at his martyrdom bed, when he wants to tell his children that Imam Baqir alayhi salam is his successor, so there's this narration that Imam Sajjad gathered his sons, and then he pointed to Imam Baqir alayhi salam, and he told him, take this ark, take this box, okay? There's this thing in the religious tradition about the ark. There's this box in which there are remaining of the main things of the leadership, okay? Also in the case of Banu Israel, يَأْتِيَكُمْ وَالتَّابُوتُ فِيهِ سَكِينَةً. So the same thing in Shia tradition, there's this belief that Shia imams, they have the same ark and those things are with them. So, but in this hadith, it doesn't say it is the tabut, but it resembles the same thing. When the Imam Sajjad, in front of every other children, he tells Imam Baqir alayhi salam, take this ark, take this box, and within it there is this weapon, take it. And this is the trust that you're entrusted with. And when the Imam Baqir opened the box, it was this, the holy scripture of Islam, Quran, and other books. So this is symbolic, okay? Ayatollah Khamenei says this symbolizes the book that has in it the ideology for revolutionary Islam. The ideology that does not fall on its knees in front of oppressors. Okay, and it says that there are different ways to counter oppression and injustice. Doesn't need to always do it with sword, but you should not forget that the struggle finishes if you put away sword for some time. The struggle against injustice and oppression continues. So it says that weapon is a symbol for revolutionary leadership, and that book is the secret for the ideology of Islam. So the Imam gives that book and that symbol to the next Imam, And then it's also, it also symbolizes how he wants to say that I carried out my mission to the fullest way possible in my time, and now this is your turn to continue this complicated movement, which is subtle, which is delicate, which is filled with sophistication and complicated things. So this is how we can also see the life of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. Inshallah, in the next episode, we're going to talk about why this mission, why this task of the Imam was very difficult, because of the changes in the society, political changes and also cultural changes. We're going to cover them in the next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever. Jannah.